Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. I'm Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believer, a well-known believer, that I'm about to describe was certainly not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit Richard Wurmbrand in Romania. Richard Wurmbrand, a Romanian pastor who suffered in prison for 14 years, once told a story that he had heard from a fellow prisoner. It had helped him through his most difficult times of torture. The brother told him this story. I once went to a circus, and I witnessed a most impressive scene. An archery expert placed a burning candle on his wife's head. He then stepped out of the center of the arena and from quite a distance shot the candle off of her head. After the show was over, I approached her and I asked if she was ever afraid the arrow would strike her. She replied, "Why should I be? He was aiming at the candle, not at me." When Pastor Wurmbrand heard this story, he thought, "Why should I be afraid of my torturers? They don't aim at me. They may beat my body, but my real being is Christ within. I am seated with him in heavenly places, and therefore they cannot touch my real person. From this incredible viewpoint, I can look down and see the futility of their efforts." Pastor Wurmbrand lived through years of suffering and was near death many times. But he was encouraged with this simple lesson and even flourished spiritually because he knew his place with Christ was secure, no matter what happened to his body. Matthew 5:11 says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." Persecution, though indescribably painful, has its limits. Neither physical torment nor emotional trauma can destroy the deepest parts of who we are. What we carry on the inside is the most valuable part of ourselves, our souls. Christ's Spirit lives within us and protects our soul from emotional and physical harm. True, our enemies may strike us and even kill our bodies. However, when our enemies take a swipe at us, they are really maligning the name of Christ, the one who lives within. And he can never die again. However personal and pointed the opposition, it is really part of a bigger picture. The battle may involve us, but it concerns an overarching war between good and evil. Actually, between man and God. Thank you so much for being here today. And I do trust that you will get your own copy of Extreme Devotion, this devotional, 365 stories. You can use one every day as part of your devotional life. Just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. I think it's important to add every once in a while that Voice of the Martyrs has not asked me to do this. I do not represent them in any official way at all. Just want to let you know something wonderful that I've found, and I hope that you will find it too. thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.